Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. Joining me, two PhD females for that great, not just biblical, theological perspective, but also a female perspective. Here they are, Dr. Mm-hmm. Alice Minton, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
High fives to get us started.
You guys doing all right today?
Yeah, we're doing great.
We are.
That's good, because if you're not, then we're going to have trouble helping other people feel better or get better, which is what we're here for. Not to feel better, but to get better. And that's what we want to do here today. So 1-800-229-3000, that is the phone number. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. And I want to remind everybody, we do have a little Father's Day coming up here on Sunday. And you know, maybe you forgot about that, and you'll want to be sure and get that card in the mail. We have wonderful Father's Day gifts at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE, including, well, if you had somebody that was in recovery, a Life Recovery Bible could not be any better. And then Every Man's Bible, that's the best-selling men's study Bible right now, that's available there also. So a lot of folks with father issues, Jill, and you wrote a book about this, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. So what's a little hint for somebody that just hates Father's Day?
Oh, I know. It's so hard. You know, it's those people that you go to the card store and you read every one, and not one of them fits, right? Because you just can't bring yourself to say all the mush that isn't true.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we have to go through it with realizing that, especially as adults, you know, we separate from our parents, and we can see them. We can start to see them as human beings in their own context and in their own story. And when we can take a step back and look at them in that context, it helps to give us some perspective, right? We can't erase the wounds that have happened, but we can go through a process. And one of the steps is you have to be able to see them as a person in their own context.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, anytime that we can see a father as more problemed than bad. Now, there's just some bad people, you know. But if
there's definitely fathers that shouldn't have been fathers, right?
Yeah, but anytime we can see them more as, you know, as a troubled person versus just generally bad, you know, that's going to help us. And also, acceptance is an amazing word. From bitterness and resentment to acceptance. And, you know, a lot of folks are expecting something from a dad that just never going to be there.
Yeah.
Because they've never reached that place of acceptance. Well, if you need help with this, you know, we can help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. That is the number. Really glad you're with us here today. New Life is a ministry. It's based on three principles. 30 years ago, we started truth, God's truth, not ours, transformation in redemptive relationship. That's what we're all about. And when you're not believing the truth anymore, you get in trouble. You go, oh, yeah, but my situation's different. When you're not in a redemptive relationship and everything you do just makes it worse, your reaction, whatever, that's not good. And then, you know, if we're not transforming, but trying to transform somebody else, that's not good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We can help you with all of that. 1-800-229-3000.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yep, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. Alice Benton and Dr. Jill Hubbard, and they're taking the echo off there in the studio. I'm happy about that. And 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We're going to go right to the phones at 1-800-229-3000. We're going to talk to Marty, Des Moines, Iowa, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hi there.
Oh, hi, guys.
How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call today. I appreciate that.
Certainly. How you doing?
I'm okay. I have a question. I don't know if it'll make any sense, but I'll give you my question, and then if you guys need more information. But I've been on anxiety medicine for probably 6 years.
Okay.
And I've tried to go off it twice. And now this is the second time I've tried to go off it now. And when I go off it, I have a real strong urge for pornography or the sexual thoughts, lust. All that stuff comes back to me. When I'm on the medication, I can control it. But when I'm not, I can't. And I'm just trying to figure out, is it me? Is it the medicine? Or
Marty, can you tell me what med you're on?
I've been on citalopram and then fluoxetine, or fluoxetone, I think it's called.
Okay.
So, now let me ask this. When you're on it, it's working okay? Things are going better?
Things are going better, but I just don't like to be on it because I feel tired, and I just, I probably put on a little bit of weight and stuff like that, and I can handle the pornography stuff or the, you know, just the lust issues, but I tell you, when I'm not on it,
Marty, it sounds like the anti-anxiety component is working for you. It's keeping your anxiety down. And so one thought is when your anxiety is down, then you don't need to do behaviors to self-medicate. When you're off the medication and your anxiety is up, you're doing the self-medicating behavior. So your brain, you know, kind of has that muscle memory that goes to what would be soothing to me.
Okay, so is there something I can do to not have the medication, or am I just stuck with the medication?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, talking to your doctor, and maybe there's another medication that you would feel better on, but then really having to do the work as to, you know, what's underlying all this anxiety for you. You know, just medicating a problem away doesn't solve it. It just puts a lid on it. And so the medication is to help you function so that then you can go in and do the work and figure out what's going on with me.
Marty, have you been in healing relationships where you explore the pornography urges, the history of that, so that you can work on healing it, like Jill's talking about?
Well, about 7 years ago, I had the issue before I went on medication, and so we had counseling with my pastor and my wife, and we went through all this stuff and got with a men's group and went through the process of the pornography, but I never really I never found the underlying problem of that, unless I just always thought it was just me. But
yeah, well,
in terms of all that, I still have all these, you know, my mind was racing and everything else. So
right, but so here's kind of one of the arguments against medication that you'll hear people use is that somebody gets on it and then it takes the symptoms away, so they don't do the work that's needed to be done underneath the symptom. Well, the best thing you could do is, when you're on the medication, get to work on the symptom, the thing that's under it, right?
Okay, how do I do that? A psychologist then or something, or what do I do there?
Well, we do, we have Every Man's Battle Workshop. Mm-hmm. That's a place where a lot of people have found the answer or the beginning of the answer. You know, you don't fix everything in a weekend. But that's an option. Yes, going to a therapist who's, you know, adept and experienced in this kind of stuff is the answer too. But wouldn't it be great if you said and you decided, I'm going to go to work on this thing while I'm on the medication, I'm tired and all that, but I'm going to go to work on it. Then you work on it, you feel like you're ready, you get off of it, and you have no desire whatsoever to use pornography. The lust doesn't intensify because you've really dealt with the issues. That would be a major life victory. Wouldn't you agree?
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's worth the experiment, you know.
Mm-hmm. And Marty, I think to answer your question, both are needed. And, you know, sometimes we have to be in a longer term process of healing. And you are finding that, okay, going off, you know, you did some work and that's great, but sometimes we need to revisit, because often we have to circle back around through our main core issues and keep working at them. And sometimes that's lifelong. And, you know, the good news is you don't start back at square one, but you do have to then, you know, keep working on things. And, you know, the fact that you keep going back to the pornography, you know, that's telling me that, you know, it has something to do with how you feel about yourself. It has something to do with feeling perhaps inadequate, you know, and I wonder about what was it like with your own dad and relationally with intimacy. I mean, there's all these issues that are usually underneath an addictive action, and especially when it's around a sexual addiction.
And Marty, as Steve was pointing out,
yeah,
if you can get with a therapist, with a group, with our New Life resources, mm-hmm, that have training and experience with the issues that you're struggling with, they help you to get to those answers that Jill is drawing you towards with her questions. And that will help solidify your healing, whether or not you're on the medication.
Yeah, I think you've got some... Okay. I think you've got a group. Mm-hmm. I'm really thrilled that you called, because you're on the right track. And, you know, I do think while you're on this right track, like Jill was saying, you might find, if you went back to the psychiatrist, he might put you on a medication that works even better for you. And while you're on it, that's when you do the work. And I would say this, your call is important for you. It might be more important for somebody that's listening. Maybe you've wondered about medication and you say, you know, maybe that is what I need. Maybe if I did that, you know, I would be able to do some work that I haven't been able to do. Or you're on medication and you're not doing any work. And maybe that's why, you know, the Lord has kind of tuned you in today to hear this particular call, so that it's time for you to get busy. There are things that sometimes are so overwhelming to us because of the way the pathways of the brain work, the wiring, all of that. And literally you can't access it, can't deal with it till you change the wiring or the medication, whatever, and then you do the work. But don't just be satisfied with medication. I was preaching the other day and I said, you know, medication plus meditation. You know, if you have to take medication, don't just take it. Meditating on scripture can really do a great thing. Even better, read scripture, memorize, meditate it if you're on medication. Now go do the work Oh, my goodness, that could change everything. All right, I'm going to send you Every Man's Battle, and I want to tell you about the workshop because that's the game changer, the life changer that so many men have experienced such freedom. It's July 6th in Atlanta. That's the next one. August 3rd going out to California. But I'm telling you, if you're struggling with pornography, don't do it. And women, you know, there are a lot of women that have a problem. My wife does a group for sexual integrity, and some of them, it's pornography. They got they got into it. For others, it's affairs and stuff. And I don't care whether you're a man or a woman and you're into lust, pornography, sexual addiction, whatever. It's just you are overwhelmed by lust. I got to ask you to look at the issue of anger in your life. Both men and women that I see, recovering sex addicts, not recovering, anger at dad especially, or anger at men in general, dad being the anchor, and here it is Father's Day week, it just seems to be there. And men, so often, it's mother, and a bitter anger at mother coupled with a father who didn't or wasn't there for them to give them that feeling of male competence and confidence. All of that needs to be dealt with, and you can do that one of our workshops or work with one of our therapists. It could change everything for you. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number to join us right here. Let's go to Sharon, Irvine, California, KKLA. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm calling because I really would appreciate your perspective on ADD, the diagnosis. I had a family member be diagnosed with ADD as an adult a couple of years ago. She's been on medication. It doesn't seem like it's done much. Whenever I look at somebody who has been diagnosed with ADD, I think it seems like more of a dysfunction between mother and child, unresolved anger. You know, I don't. I'm having trouble seeing it as just something, a dysfunction of the brain. And so I thought maybe you could help me.
Okay.
If you know. So yeah,
absolutely. I've thought about this more than 5 minutes, but I will. I'll let Jill and Dr. Benton chime in here first, and then I'll give you some of my thoughts.
Well, Sharon, I would say it's a great question because most diagnoses tend to be a number of factors that are all playing together. That part is brain chemistry, but you can't take family relationships and our own history out of it either. So it usually does tend to be a number of different things combined together to lead to our current struggle. And we put a label on it, we put a diagnosis on it, and that really helps us with treatment. And it's a cluster of symptoms that come together that help give us the name of, okay, this one is ADD, this is ADHD. But you're right. It's all the different factors that play into it that affect a person's brain and heart and their functioning.
Well, and if you think about it, you know, if you have a child with ADD, there's just something about them, you know, that you can't always quite peg. And especially if it's like ADHD, they kind of get under your skin and can be annoying.
Wait a second. Are you telling me I've been annoying my parent? That is tragic.
So,
to hear that.
So it's no wonder there are problems, right, with the mother-child relationship. But I think so, like you're saying, Alice, both are going on. It's definitely a brain function issue. And so many people with ADD, you know, if you don't have ADD, you don't get it. And so many people say, oh, it's overdiagnosed, and that's just an excuse. And so people growing up with ADD really suffer because they feel bad about themselves because they don't function like linear thinking people. And no, so...
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Thanks a lot for all that stuff about us. But here's,
it's a party here.
From our perspective... One of the worst thing is it's not somebody thinking it's an excuse, because there are many issues around it. And I've often, you know, kind of gone down the path with some thinkers of which happens first. Is it we have the attention deficit disorder, or does it become that as a coping mechanism for us, a survival strategy?
But either way, it affects the brain.
You end up with it, you know. And so no matter how it starts, it's just like an alcoholic. It doesn't matter really how they started drinking or why they started drinking 30 years ago. What does that have to do with anything today? But it's, I would just encourage
you. Do you think that medication is the way to go? You know,
for some people.
Yeah, for some people.
But I think the person with attention deficit disorder needs to be on medication. The person living with them needs the counseling kind of thing. But because I know how hard that is to live with that person. But, well, when we go, you can hear the music. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we are back. And we're talking to Sharon about attention deficit disorder. Sharon, here, the book is Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I jump in? Because, yeah, Steve, sure. Oh my gosh, I started reading this book and I feel like someone was in my house and observing us. I have, we have a total ADD family. I have a son with ADHD, a daughter with ADD, and yours truly here with ADD. So it's a three-ring circus, and the person who wrote that book really gets it. So, the struggle is real, but, you know, it's also, we have a really fun household. I have very creative people in my house, and that is just, you know, we kind of bop to our own beat, and we have a lot of fun. So it's not all bad, and I can attest to the fact that medication helps, and I do know for some people it's a complete miracle cure. I know when I first put my son on medication, he's like, Mom, I'm not dumb. I actually know things. And it's like, yeah, you do. And so it was a game changer, certainly, for him and how he viewed himself. Does it solve everything? Does he still lose things? you know, is he a tornado? Yes. But, you know, we're working on all of those issues as well. And you have to implement some behavioral changes and some nutritional changes, some sleep changes. I mean, there's a whole host of things you do that everybody needs to do to take care of themselves.
And I just say this, that you stop expecting from this person something they can't deliver, and you start focusing on things that they can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that changes your relationship with them, because they start to sense, oh, so you're not blaming me for this or shaming me for this. You're trying to help me deal with this. And so if you can't connect with them on one level, then you're searching for what level and how you can connect with them, rather than just write them off as these people that have no ability to connect. But I'm going to tell you, I do believe that some people, including myself, without medication would just not be able to do what they're called to do in life, and that with it you get to experience you know, some of the benefits of attention deficit disorder, of being able to do a lot of different things creatively. The mind sees things other people don't see, and it just can really make the best of a very bad dilemma. But first, you have to get out of blaming the person for, you know, everything that that kind of comes naturally to them because of the way their brain is. I'll send you the book, and I think it's going to be an eye-opener for you. And here is one final thing for you. What a blessing that this diagnosis has come your way and your daughter's way, because I didn't know about this till very late in life. I didn't get diagnosed. I was watching television, and these people were talking about it, and I said, hey, that's me. Then I went to the doctor to ask about it, and sure enough, it was an eye-opener.
And it's kind of relieving, don't you think, Steve, when you finally realize, oh, my gosh, I'm not crazy.
Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program. I'm going to send Sharon, Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. It's part of the Arterburn Wellness Series, 8 books on helping you understand and love somebody that might be a little bit difficult. We'll tell you more about that after our break. Let's go to Ridley, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WFIL. How you doing?
I'm awesome. Good day, New Life. I've been trying to talk to you guys for 25 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long wait.
So I haven't been holding on. I haven't been on hold that long.
Some people feel like
I just got to call and just lift you guys up. I tried to call on Friday, but ran out of time. There was a woman that called. She had, her name was Lynn. Her daughter had committed suicide.
Yes.
And
that's right.
I wanted to read her a scripture, Psalm 116, 1 and 2, says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. So I just want to lift her up and tell her there is hope. Mm-hmm. I got divorced 27 years ago. It's hard to believe. Went into a major depression, delivered a pizza to a guy and got saved. And then, you know, it's been up and down, but recently I have fixed my diet. I want to also lift up Dr. Amen, because I heard him on here and I had watched him previously on a PBS show.
Mm-hmm.
Got his book, Healing ADD.
Yeah.
Everything that your co-host just talked about as far as diet, proper attitude, I got to put the Bible before his book, however, and just
that's a good idea.
Everyone. Yeah, I think we'll all do that.
He won't mind that.
But I don't think he'll mind that one bit. But when I read his book, I didn't even get out of the preface, and I was like, where has this book been all my life?
Mm-hmm.
So I did feel like he's been over my shoulder watching. I had to look over there a couple times, but he wasn't there. But his book was.
Okay. Well, you hear the music. Anything you want to close up?
I hate the
say?
15-minute hour, yes. But I just want to lift you guys up. No, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for everything you've done, and please continue to do it.
Well, you, God bless you.
Go to a good Bible-believing church. Yeah. Jesus is Lord.
I will send you Every Man's Bible. I think you're going to love that Bible. It's a great one to study with. And thanks for calling. And I thank everybody that supports this ministry that led to you doing what you've done. Pretty cool. 1-800-229-3000.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here in the studio. Larry Sonnenberg going to talk about Club New Life, and that's where we send you the entire Arterburn Wellness Series, is our way of saying thanks, along with giving you access to our video library that we've created just for Club New Life subscribers at $30 a month. Larry, talk to us a little bit.
Okay. Well, you introduced it really well, Steve. We are looking to grow Club New Life because we don't like coming on radio and spending time taken away from callers. So if we can build the Club New Life to a point where we have regular monthly giving and it grows and it grows, then that takes the pressure off. So yeah, we're looking for 6 Club New Life people each day that we're on the air. So first appeal is, would you please be one of those 6? With all of the radio stations we're on, all the people listening, that should be easy. But it takes requesting and reminding and kind of coaxing with these benefits. So please call and become one of those 6. We put up 3 videos, I think it was Friday, of Alice's that she did for the library. They were anxiety and caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she talks about how to make a mid-course correction if you have an issue with that. Yep. And then what to do with conflict. I really like that because people usually run. They don't want to deal with it. They hide. You help deal with that.
And then, all right. And what's the third one?
The third one was the want to want to. And that was unique. That was real special. So I wanted to encourage you with those. And this week, later week, we're going to put up Dave Stoop talks about the history of the 12 steps, and then we'll put up the first few steps.
Okay. So this is a transforming resource, and the only way you get access to it is Club New Life. We've heard people say, through your video ministry, I have been transformed. The only way to get access to the whole library is this way. Now, you can watch one and send it to your friend and say, hey, you got to see this. But it is fantastic. And, Larry, all we're doing here this summer, we heard from our biggest provider of radio time, you need to do better. You've got to do better. And so we're asking folks, help us do better, because we can't do it on our own. Please help us.
And thank you for those of you who have. Doing better is ongoing. It's not just for a few days or a couple of weeks. Yeah. We need to do this month in and month out. So yeah. We appreciate it, all of you who have joined.
Yeah, and 160-some-odd people signed up for Club New Life last month. And that at $30, that's the minimum. You add that up every single month, and we end up changing the course of history for New Life and for a lot of other people. So call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and sign up. Thank you, Larry.
All righty.
Appreciate that. All right, 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number to call if you want to join us. And let's go to, well, I was going to go there, but it's not time to do that yet. How about Sue? Colorado Springs, Colorado, KGFT is where she listens. Hi, Sue. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Oh, thank you very much.
Sure.
This is a rough one for me. My question is, how do I love my enemy?
Hmm. Okay, what happened?
It's yucky. My husband got early dementia, early onset dementia, and I had to divorce him because he got us in financial trouble and verbally abusive, da-da-da. I'm still involved in his life. I feel like a widowed divorcee. And this woman presented herself as a caretaker, and she took care of him for a while and started bringing him to my church, so I kind of stepped back from that. And it turned out that she has sexually abused him and drugged him. She's still attending my church. We got him safe, but he's a couple hours away, and I'm still in Colorado Springs. And my church, I've been going there 18 years, and she's attending there, and I tried to call 2 weeks before, and my question was, what do I do about attending church? But it kind of got mixed yesterday because a friend of mine asked if she would just maybe attend every other week, and then when we get my husband back down here, that we could go, but I don't think that's going to work. So I'm very upset about the leadership of my church.
Why aren't legal things taking place there? Why isn't
We tried to do adult protective services, and my daughter unfortunately found sex toys and Viagra in his apartment, and because he knew what the little blue pill was, they were considered two consenting adults.
Okay, so what's your question for us? It's how to forgive in this situation?
Really, how to love her. I think she's a very sick lady, and my church is embracing her. And
Is that because you divorced him? Is that the underlying dilemma for them?
I don't know. I'm just kind of at a terrible impasse.
Yeah.
It's a very, you know, hurtful, unique situation, Sue. You know, we do know that people in dementia, and you hear more often about men in dementia, do become kind of hypersexual, and they're non-discriminatory, right? Basically, anybody who will have sex with them.
No moral compass.
Right, right. So they lose all of that. So that's easily explained. So it's interesting that they didn't take that into consideration, that she's the person supposedly of sound mind.
This is like the double standard big time. It's just...
Sue, do you have people? Okay, I understand you're not happy with the leadership, but do you have people in your church that are supporting you, that are coming alongside of you? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. You know, I think there's no question that there has been wrongdoing here. But how do we love our enemies, right? You know, it's the more we take vengeance onto ourselves, you know, we become more and more bitter. And that's not what we're called to do. So, you know, being able to pray for your enemy when they come to mind. It's not excusing them, but praying that, one, that things get exposed, right? And two, that God will work on their hearts and bring them to a place of remorse and repentance, right? That's what you want for her, for her to be repentant.
Yes, and she's not.
And you and you said
she's married, she's an adulterer.
Well, here's the thing.
A variety of things.
Okay, but here's the thing. You know, you started talking about how to forgive her, and then you went to how can I love her? And, you know, I just think we got to do first things first, you know, and to focus on the love before the forgiveness, you kind of end up stuck. But if we could get you to a place of forgiveness and then acceptance. Now that's not for her. You know that. That's for you, right?
And you're you're not called to be her best friend.
No, no.
Oh gosh, I know.
You don't need to have her in your life, but you do have to coexist.
So there are two other ingredients that will help you get where Jill and Steve are leading you, and one is time. That it takes time for you to be able to move through the other necessary emotions before you can get to a peace or a love for her.
Absolutely.
So in addition to time, it's not just about waiting, but it's about what you do with the time. And I want you to proactively talk about what you're feeling, particularly your anger, your loss, and your grief, with people who can sit with you with those emotions and not minimize or fix you or try to tell you it's okay.
Or try to rush you.
Exactly. You kind of need your day in court where with just people that are in your life, safe people, you get to talk about all that you've lost, all that's been taken from you. And I don't think it's just about her. Of course, she's one of the main offenders, but that what your husband went through, your family has lost so much because of him, because of his symptoms. And I even wonder, Sue, if there's anger at God, that your husband starts to develop symptoms of dementia, and because of that, you have gone through so much. There is a time and place for us to get to express our anger at God of how could you have let this happen to me and my family? And when we get to do that for a time, the anger starts to resolve. The grief comes up, and as we let the tears fall, that's when we can move into a peace about it eventually.
I think
she's duped. She's duped the church.
Yep.
I mean, she is just
well. You have been kind of abandoned by your church, and so there's that level of forgiveness too. I'll send you "Forgiving What We Can't Forget" by Dr. Dave Stoop. I hope you could get with a counselor who would help you go from the anger and the bitterness, expressing it, to starting to see the reality in a different perspective. Reach acceptance, and then the forgiveness starts to take place.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000. That is the number. 1-800-229-3000. You can call us. We're going to be in the studio for a while, a couple more hours. And right now, tell what let's do. Why don't we go to, I don't know who that is either. Okay. How about we go to, let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
SiriusXM. How are you doing today?
Great. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm having a real issue with my wife. We've been together 24 years. We're in the middle of building a house, and we're paying as we go. So mm-hmm. We've been living in our RV for like 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
And it's not going as quick as she really likes, and she's claiming she's really depressed. I've actually talked to you guys before, and trying not to look like she's spoiled, but I don't know what depression is. You know, so I don't know how to tell if she's just being spoiled, but she don't want to go nowhere. She absolutely is not going to get any help from anybody. You know, so I'm kind of
so
stuck.
She's depressed.
I don't know what to do, and I want to be the fixer.
Chris, she's depressed about kind of just the state of things?
Yeah, just the state of things.
Yeah.
I mean, she had her own business at one time, and it didn't work out, and I've tried to get her to open up another one, but she keeps using the excuses. She's trying to lose weight right now, so she don't want to be around anybody, see anybody.
Okay.
Just, to me, it's excuse after excuse not to help yourself, and that really irritates me.
Well, but that is part of depression. Yeah, but that's part of depression,
right? And that's
what
I'm saying. I don't know nothing about it, and I don't want to sound...
Right, right.
You know,
yeah, and I understand your reaction, though, because it can start to feel like they're just making excuses, and they are, but that is part of depression. You know, my first thought was, when you talk about living in an RV for 2.5 years, that's a really long time. I don't know how big it is. And we women, you know, we really identify with our environment. And so, you know, men identify more with their careers. We identify more with our environment. And so our environment is an extension of us. And so if we feel trapped and we can't change the situation, that could lead to some depressive feelings, that she's kind of trapped in this situation that doesn't seem like it's going to change. That's probably not the only catalyst for her depression. It sounds like there's other things going on as well, but that certainly would factor in. And have you had any awareness of that or empathy towards that with her?
Well, the only other thing is I work all the time because she don't have to, and, you know, she really wants to start her business, and I've tried to take her places to find her a building to start something. But what I don't understand is how can somebody go through this and not want to get no help? I don't understand what I can do to, I'm kind of stuck there. And, you know, of course, I'm trying my best to lay it at God's feet, but it's so hard when I like to fix stuff.
Well, first of all, let me just, you're going to have to up the compassion level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to have to start to assume she has real problems beyond laziness or stuff like that.
Yeah, apathy.
Because she can feel that, you know, at every level possible. She feels that, right? Are you with me yet? Still? Maybe?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely. Yeah, no, okay. I'm not trying to sound that away or be that
no,
away. You're
no,
right.
No, but you do kind of sound that way. So I want to encourage you to start to see what she says or treat what she says as real and not an excuse. You need to solve that in your mind if you want to help her. You need to say, this is real. She's not making it up. Part of the reason that she isn't willing to get help is that she needs help. And mm-hmm. so it's a really
it's
tough
that
she's
thing. She's depressed.
So she's going to need to feel a lot of connection from you before she's going to be willing to maybe take a risk and work through all that resistance to get the help that she needs. But I just want to encourage you, as one man to another, work on the way you feel and sound
to her. Steve, that's really good, because a lot of times what we typically do is we do the opposite. It's like we don't want them to become more depressed, so we go to the hyper positive, optimistic side of things, which tells the person who's depressed, you really don't get it. And yeah. so you need to lean into her depression, and you need to name, wow, it seems like that feels really bad. Like, and to even tell her, I can't imagine what it would feel like to not have the energy to do that or to not be able to take a next step. And I think you also need to think about doing things in a more incremental way. You know, offering to buy a building or rent a building for a business. Okay, that's a huge undertaking. I think you have to start small, like start taking her out and having new experiences and doing small things socially, doing things that'll help to kind of ignite her brain a little bit more and engage her back in life in a very small way that feels doable for her with your assistance.
Yeah, and then I'm going to send you this book, Understanding and Loving yes. a Person with Depression, and I think that'll help you understand it from a different point of view.
And Steve,
hey, everybody, listen. Well, I'm almost out of time, Alice. Go ahead, quick.
Just a quick thought there, Chris, that you need to take your irritability elsewhere because it yes. is understandable. And if you can take that to your buddies rather than to her, you'll have more grace to hear her better.
Yeah. And this kind of fits with a common theme of people that listen to us who don't really believe in what we do. And it's that question of, is this real or is it a cop out? Is this a valid struggle? Is treatment other than buck up and pull yourself up by the bootstraps, is anything like that valid and real? And I got to tell you, we've been doing this a long time and it is real. The struggle is real. It's beyond what you experience. And let me tell you something else that's real. Sometimes a person's inability to feel what somebody else is feeling, that's a real problem. And you may have that problem. And so it's easy to judge because it's so difficult for you to have empathy. And you might be viewed as this wonderfully caring human being in life. But you can't connect with another person's pain in a realistic way. Maybe it's just too overwhelming for you or whatever. We've all got stuff to work on. We all can get better. And when we do, well, the Lord is honored in that way. So what do? We need to develop the best understanding that we have possible of what I'm going through. Then I can better understand and relate to what you're going through. Because I'll tell you, everybody has something that they're dealing with. We never fully arrive. If you don't believe me, read what Paul wrote in Scripture over and over. This wonderful man of God, this incredible human being, is saying, I'm still not there. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. We want to help you. We always want to help anybody that we can. You have to call us first. And we're going to do another couple of programs after this, so you can call us for that at 1-800-229-3000. But if at all possible, could you support this ministry. We only exist because people in the past have come along and helped us in a sacrificial way. You can do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And you can find out about our workshops coming up. July 20th, Intimacy in Marriage. July 6th, Every Man's Battle. Come, change your life. Let us help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.